Welcome to the Business Side on WUKY. I'm Alan Lytle. This week with Dr. Jay Box, president of the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Earlier this month, 24/7 Wall Street ranked Kentucky as the fifth least business-friendly state, and the chief reason for that was the undereducated workforce. So I just want to get your reaction when this situation is brought up yet again.
Well, I think it's an indication that we need to work on educating all levels of our citizenry here in Kentucky. You know, we talk about the 18-year-olds going to college and how important that is, and we've reached down into the high schools to provide dual credit. But one population that seems to get lost often is that adult population that is undereducated and underemployed. In particular, the last census showed that there were 354,000 adults in Kentucky between the ages of 18 and 64 who do not have a GED or a high school diploma. Now, those individuals are most likely underemployed, and if we could get those folks back into our institutions and give them more education, get them a GED, and get them at least a first-level credential at our community colleges, they'll be better likely to get a higher-paid job.
And Dr. Box, KCTCS has taken a number of initiatives to address this situation. Give us a couple of those.
Well, several years ago, we participated in a grant program of a national study called Accelerating Opportunity Kentucky, where we were allowed to co-enroll students in the adult ed programs in the state who were seeking a GED. We co-enrolled them with our technical programs so that by the time they got a GED in about 4 months, they also had a first-level credential that would provide them an opportunity to go directly to the workforce. That was quite successful, but the problem was that there was not enough funding to continue those programs. However, recently, the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship that has been made available to all Kentuckians is now available for those individuals who lack a GED. So we have planned a new program beginning this fall called the On-Ramp Project, which will allow for that co-enrollment of adult ed students and our technical programs, and they will have scholarship monies to pay for their education.
And now, recently you had an economic impact study conducted for Bluegrass Community and Technical College, and give us some of the highlights of that.
Well, we had a study done for each of our 16 colleges and for the entire system as a whole. And, you know, the study showed something that I think is very important for people to understand. For every dollar a student invests in his education through the Kentucky Community and Technical College system, they have a return on investment of $5.80, meaning that their lifetime earnings go up by that amount. If you look at it as a whole for the state, taxpayers from having an educated workforce get a $3.40 return on their investment through their tax dollars, and society in Kentucky gets an $8.50 return on their investment because of added state revenue and social services savings.
So what would be the largest challenge in reaching these individuals who are, as you had mentioned and other people have mentioned, are undereducated?
Well, the biggest challenge is them thinking that they do not have the time to come back to college, or that they're not qualified to get a college education, their fear of being unsuccessful. And what we're trying to convince all of this population is that we provide many different on-ramps into higher education. What I mean by that is we provide weekend classes, night classes, flexible scheduling, online classes, and we have support systems built in that will help that individual be successful.
All right. Our guest today on the business side has been Dr. Jay Box, president of the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Dr. Box.
Thank you very much.